Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Going to be talking about the difficulties of living, difficulties, that's too mild a word, the dangers of living in the state of New Jersey. Brian Aitken is my guest. He can testify in living color, three dimension, just what a difficult time it is, particularly if you're a gun owner in New Jersey. You don't have to have done anything other than own a gun, and you can be in a heap of trouble. Brian, I don't think that's an exaggeration, is it?
Show again, Larry. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you, sir. And I think you can affirm that it's a risky business being a gun owner in New Jersey.
I mean, it's an absolute nightmare. I think some of your listeners might remember from the last time I was on the show, or just from seeing it, you know, in one of the various magazines or newspaper articles. But I literally had my handguns and ammunition locked and unloaded in the trunk of my car. And that was 5 years ago, and it's just been an absolute nightmare. Before I was even convicted of illegal possession of firearms, which I possessed and owned 100% legally in compliance with
state and federal
law.
As I recall, there's no such crime in New Jersey of illegally possessing a firearm, I mean, unless you're a felon or something like that. But otherwise, for everybody else, that crime doesn't exist, and yet you were actually convicted of it.
Sentenced to 7 years in prison with a minimum of 3 years incarceration.
Wow. And that is just let's recapitulate, because everybody wasn't listening the first time, I'm sure. So give a little thumbnail of what happened. You're driving along, and how did you end up in jail?
Well, in New Jersey, firearms are pretty much illegal unless you meet one of a number of exemptions. So you can have them in your house. You can take them from the place of purchase to your house, from your house to go hunting, from your house to go to the shooting range, and, of course, from one house to another when you're moving. And that's exactly what I was doing at the time. My house was 11 days away from selling out in Colorado, where I had lived and I purchased my firearms legally. And I just called the New Jersey State Police and I asked them, I'm about to move. I want to make sure I do everything, you know, in accordance with the law. So, you know, let me know what I have to do. And they told me, put them in your trunk, locked and unloaded, or in a locked box, and you're fine. We'd like you to register your firearms, but you're not legally required to. So I didn't register my firearms, and I moved exactly the way they told me to. But at trial, the judge refused to tell the jury about the exemptions that allow an individual to transport their firearms from one house to another without having to have a concealed carry permit. And concealed carry permits are pretty much impossible to get in the state of New Jersey anyway. They have a justifiable need standard, and they are a may-issue state. So most people in New Jersey, even retired cops, have an incredibly hard time getting a concealed carry permit. But the judge told the jury they weren't allowed to know about the laws that allowed a person like myself, including the Federal Firearm Owners Protection Act, to transport their firearms legally. He told them all they were allowed to do was consider whether or not I possessed firearms. And if I possessed firearms, then I was guilty of illegal possession.
That still blows my mind, that kind of disregard for the law is being so brazenly put on display from the bench.
and everyone on the jury knew what was happening, and so they came back three times from deliberations and asked the judge, we've been talking about these moving exemptions, and we need to know what these exemptions are before we can come to a decision. Can you just let us know what the laws are? And all three times, he refused to tell the jury what the laws were. And actually, the day that Governor Christie commuted my sentence and let me out of prison, I received an email from one of the jurors, and he just said, and I'm quoting, "It is unbelievable how much power a judge possesses." And they were hoping that by coming back three times and asking for those questions, that it would give me and my attorney the ability to file an appeal. But, I mean, they were already thinking about how will this guy be able to file an appeal because the judge isn't letting us know what the laws are.
That's extraordinary. You've really had some good jurors up to at least the point where they just simply refused to play the game. Ideally, they would have come back.
I just wish they knew what jury nullification was.
Exactly. This guy's not guilty, Your Honor. Sorry. Send him home. If they had only known that they could quite easily have done that, and they would have gone home immediately. It's all over.
Yeah.
There's been one effort by a judge that I'm aware of to punish a jury, and he paid for that. It just isn't going to happen. Jurors can make it whatever decision they want for good or bad. They can do it.
Well, it's their obligation as jurors to judge not only the individual who's standing trial, but the law that stands trial as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the worst parts, and the reason why I'm kind of making the rounds again, it's been at least a year, I think, since I've been on any radio programs or anything. But I'm hosting a crowdfunding campaign because before I was even convicted at trial, about 9 months before I even went to trial, a family court judge revoked custody of my one-year-old son because I could own firearms. Not because I did own firearms, and at the time, my guns were in the possession of the Mount Laurel Police Department, but the judge said that because I still had the legal ability to be a gun owner, that I provided an unsafe environment for my children, and that essentially gun owners were unfit to be parents because they provided a dangerous environment for children. I have no criminal background whatsoever. You know, this is a nonviolent, victimless offense, if it was even an offense, and they took my custody away just because I was legally allowed to own firearms.
That it's just one stupidity on top of another. One of the things I've taken away from this is I grew up in New Jersey, and I just thank God I was able to leave. And I have little desire to go back.
I know. Well, the reason I moved from Colorado back to New Jersey in the first place, just because I wanted to be closer to my son. And I think if I didn't have a seven-year-old son in New Jersey, who the state of New Jersey hasn't let me see in 6 years, I would probably be living somewhere else, maybe Colorado or you know, somewhere else that's friendlier. Texas is a great place. I wouldn't mind living there either. But it's been 6 years since the state of New Jersey has let me see my son. And after Governor Christie let me out, I went to the family court and I showed them the letter, the executive order from the letter from the governor of New Jersey saying that they were releasing me from prison. And, you know, it had never happened before in the history of the state of New Jersey. And I tried pleading with the family court judge, saying there's no way that Governor Chris Christie would have put his neck on the line if he thought that I was this horrible criminal that you guys are making me out to be. And I think I deserve to be able to have a relationship with my son, and that my son deserves to be able to have a relationship with his father. And the judge said, well, as far as I'm concerned, Governor Christie's involvement has nothing to do with this case. You're still technically a convicted felon, and in my eyes, nothing has changed, so nothing will change. And
so we discussed this before. In my opinion, certainly, it would have been preferable very desirable for the governor to have simply said this felony should be taken off the guy's record altogether. That's where the hurt has been put on you. And I'm just very sorry that that hasn't happened. Maybe there's still a way to get that done. We can talk about that when we get back from the break, but the music says that we're going to have to shut up for a minute, and then we'll be back with Brian Aitken, a victim of Jersey Justice.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrock.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today, our guest is Brian Aitken, a victim of Jersey Justice. and that's in quotes, of course, because it's rather difficult many times to find justice in New Jersey. This is the state, after all, that locked up a single mom, Shanine Allen. She was pulled over on a minor traffic offense, thinking she was in Pennsylvania, I guess, or thinking of the laws that applied in Pennsylvania might apply in Jersey. She had a concealed carry permit that she had just gotten in Pennsylvania, and she told the New Jersey trooper that she had a gun in a car, and that cost her 40 days in a New Jersey clink. And then it took a lot of effort by members of Gun Owners of America in the state of New Jersey appealing to the governor, first to get her out and then to finally get the charges dropped, to tell his prosecutor in Atlantic County, come on, bud, get a life, leave this woman alone. That was a long and lengthy process, and it was only at the pleasure of the governor. The deck is really stacked against the average guy in New Jersey. And Brian, you're not alone, as it turns out.
I mean, really, if the governor doesn't personally get involved or convince his attorney general to get involved, then you're just screwed. You have no luck as an ordinary citizen against the state of New Jersey if you are trying to be a law-abiding gun owner. It's just impossible.
That's a very alarming prospect. And frankly, folks, if you want to protect your life and you happen to be living in New Jersey, find a way to get out of there as soon as possible. They are not interested in your safety. They think that you ought to be in jail if you're a gun owner. It's bizarre. I guess everybody ought to go join the state police because it's okay when they have a gun.
If you're a member of the political elite, then yeah, you can own firearms, or if you're a New Jersey state trooper. Outside of that, it's fairly difficult. There's another case in New Jersey with a gentleman named Stefan Jersey Davis, and he was actually an armored car driver, and he carried like large amounts of money to and from retail establishments to the banks, and he had a Smith & Wesson for his job, and he was allowed to have it for his job, but he didn't technically have a concealed carry permit, and so he got pulled over, and they found him in violation of the same illegal possession of firearms that I was in, and we're talking about a young guy. I think he was 24 years old, and I met him, and he told me that he was looking into going to the police academy when all of this happened because he wanted to take the leap from armored car driver to, member of the New Jersey State Police. And he now has a felony record because of this. He didn't have to do jail time. They actually gave him a plea bargain, which is virtually unheard of, where he didn't have to do any jail. And that's completely unheard of. My plea deal that they offered me was a 5-year sentence with a 1-year mandatory minimum in jail. And they made that offer to me almost a dozen times, and I turned it down each and every time. But this is happening left and right to citizens in the state of New Jersey, and we think we hear about it a lot, but those are just the people who have nothing left to lose and come forward with their story. There are plenty of other people that this happened to who were simply too afraid or embarrassed to come forward and tell their story.
Well, I hope they will come to the point where they realize that it might actually be to their benefit, because certainly as long as they have to stay in New Jersey, they're not going to be able to protect themselves legally with a gun, and it's not going to change until perhaps these people are embarrassed into realizing that they look like jerks to the rest of the country. They're a laughing stock, not that it's all that funny, but really you can only hold in derision people who think that somebody with a gun is that inherently dangerous. And yet something transformational about a blue suit and a badge. The same guy, your example of the armored car driver is evidence of it. I guess he didn't have his uniform on, so he wasn't okay. If he'd have had his uniform on, he would have been safe.
That's pretty much the truth, and it's crazy to think you know, that a different outfit or, you know, a badge grants you extra rights. You know, we're all Americans. We should all have the same rights. Larry, if it's okay, I'd like to talk a little bit about this fundraiser that I'm hosting to try and help me see my son again.
You bet.
It's called Logan's Heroes, and my son's name is Logan. He just turned 7 on February 15th, and it has been 6 years since the state of New Jersey has let me see him. They told me that I could see him for an hour a week if I reserved a room inside of a courthouse and I had an armed police officer supervise. But the police are never too thrilled to actually take one of their on-duty police officers and make him available for this. And courtrooms are almost never available. They've already been reserved in advance by lawyers. So in the past 6 years, I've virtually been barred from seeing my son because I possess firearms that I owned completely legally. And right now I've already retained a lawyer with the proceeds from the sale of my memoir. And I'm trying to keep the fight going. And my only resolution for 2015 is to be able to see my son again.
Let's circle back and give the name of that memoir. People might want to buy that. That would certainly be of some help, and the information needs to be available as well. So start with that, and then we'll get to the fundraiser.
The book is called The Blue Tent Sky, How the Left's War on Guns Cost Me My Son and My Freedom. It's, miraculously became Amazon's number one best-selling book on constitutional law for about a month. And then some great people, including yourself, have said very nice things about it, which has kind of blown me away. But it really just tells, my story from the 50-yard line. And the name of the fundraiser is Logan's Heroes, and you can find out more about that at loganshero.com. And there are a bunch of really amazing perks, including copies of the memoir. But there's also an SCCY 9mm available as a perk, a custom Glock 17 from GlockStore.com. A Springfield 1911 PRP model was donated by Omaha Outdoors. And Spikes Tactical donated a competition-grade AR-15. So there are a bunch of really amazing perks, and even Front Sight Firearms Training Institute donated a $1,000 two-day defensive handgun course to every single person who donates $100 and more. So
this is really nice.
If you donate $100, you get a $1,000 two-day handgun course at Front Sight.
This is very nice to hear the kind of support that these folks in the industry are coming up with. I think this is commendable.
It's really been amazing, and they've really come out of the woodwork to try and help me out. Lionheart is donating another custom firearm, and I'll have more information about that soon.
Well, let's get back to the kind of support you're getting when we get back from the break. We're talking today with Brian Aiken, and don't go to Jersey, folks.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And we are talking today with Brian Aitken. He is a victim of Jersey justice, a really horrible situation that he was put in for simply having guns quite legally possessed, transporting them from one domicile to another. He was in the process of moving, all perfectly legal, even in New Jersey. But as he's explained earlier, he spent time in the big house because he was guilty of possessing a firearm. Huh? Only in Jersey, where up is down and down is up and everything else is quite unpredictably, unreliably untrue. Brian, I sure hope you're able to get out of there.
Me too. It is crazy when you do everything that they tell you to do and they still arrest you. I mean, I did everything that the New Jersey State Police told me to do. And, I mean, there's just so many opportunities for them to do the right thing and drop the charges, but that's not what they do. There's a directive out there that says that prosecutors are supposed to pursue these convictions vigorously, strictly, and uniformly so that the innocent law-abiding gun owner is supposed to be prosecuted as vigorously and strictly as a gang member who has an illegally obtained firearm and is a prohibited person. They consider them one and the same.
Amazing. Just amazing. So Logan's Heroes is named after your son, Logan, and this is a place where support can be given to you. You need plenty of support because this is not a cheap pastime that you've been forced into.
Oh, no. I mean, it's been six figures worth of, legal expenses over the years, and I'm a middle-class guy who, in order to be able to see my son again, has been forced to move in with my parents, with my in-laws, and, you know, just completely downsize so I can put all of my money towards being able to see my son again. And it's not a position that any father should ever have to be put in. It's horrible.
Now, on a personal note, it's interesting that even though you're divorced, you are able to live with your in-laws.
Oh, well, I've been remarried, and I have a very beautiful, lovely wife who I wrote about in the memoir. She was diagnosed with breast cancer about a year ago, and that makes up a part of the book. But she's a beautiful, lovely woman. I just wish that I had met her a little bit earlier on in life.
Well, better late than never, for sure of that. And I'm glad that things are working out much better in that regard, because that's it's pretty tough when you have the government opposed to you. It's nice to have family at your back.
Oh, you can't possibly do this without having family. I don't know. I would probably still be in prison if it wasn't for the help of my family. They did everything. Even my dad, he's a small business owner, and I mean, he took off from work for like 2 months because he wanted to correct this. You know, they had put his son in prison for obeying the laws. And, I mean, he gave up everything to make sure that this got the media attention that it deserved.
And it took all of that. In fact, was it your dad that did so much talk radio?
He did a ton of it. He was on the most popular radio show in New Jersey, with Dennis Malloy on New Jersey 101.5. He and my mom went on Freedom Watch with Jeff Napolitano back when that was on Fox. It was devastating for them. They did, segments with CBS and all of those guys. It was just heartbreaking to watch that from inside prison, watching my parents cry on national television because their son had been taken from them. And the disturbing truth is that that's not over with. Their grandson has still been taken from them. My son has been taken from me. And we're still trying to get our family back. It doesn't make sense that the state of New Jersey has taken their grandson, my son, for a nonviolent victimless offense that the appellate division has overturned and that the governor of New Jersey intervened on. It's time for my son to be returned to my family.
It's just amazing how something like this can go on and on and on. I hope the blue tent sky is going to be widely read, your chronicle of these horrors is something people really need to be aware of, particularly. Well, look, folks, don't go to the Jersey Shore. That's too risky. Ask Shanine Allen, the lady with her one-week-old concealed carry permit in Pennsylvania. She stayed a little longer in Jersey than she had planned on. You don't want to be sitting in the cell next to her.
Yeah, she just wanted to go to a birthday party for her kids down the Jersey Shore, and I mean, that turned into a nightmare for her. She's lost her job. She hasn't been able to regain employment, so it's been difficult for her to pay her mortgage. And, I mean, it's just one thing after another. This nightmare doesn't seem to end for people that get trapped in New Jersey's, gun confiscation scheme.
It's a lot more than just that. That gun, it's your entire life. You've experienced it. Shanine Allen has experienced it. And those are just two of the names that I am familiar with. I hate to think of how many others have been subjected to the same thing.
Well, are you familiar with the Gordon Van Gilder case with the antique, the 300-year-old flintlock firearm?
I just learned about that recently. That's about as bizarre as anything can be, yes.
72 what? Years old and is a retired teacher, and he's facing 10 years in prison for having a 300-year-old antique pistol, a flintlock pistol, in his car.
Something which, at least under federal law, is not even a gun. And I don't know about Jersey law. I guess everything's illegal in Jersey. So it was probably illegal for him to have it just because it's in Jersey. But that's,
and so
that's
technically
really...
New Jersey considers antique pistols to be illegal firearms. They include antique pistols, even though the federal law exempts them.
And if somebody were to, I personally wouldn't want to fire a gun that old. I'd be afraid of what might happen.
Well, they're trying to, so the police want to do ballistic testing on it now. Even though it doesn't have a rifle barrel, they still want to do, it doesn't have a twisted barrel, and they still want to do ballistics test on it.
Shows how stupid some of those police are.
It really does.
I mean, that's really stupid. That's embarrassing. I'd love to see the report that might come out. On that. They'd probably be stupid enough to issue a report, too, because they're really stupid.
You said it, Larry, not me. I still have to drive in and out of SD, so I'll let you call them stupid, and I'll just silently nod my head.
That's just bizarre that you wonder who's in charge.
I mean, it's, you know, it's the inmates running the asylum is what it is down there.
Well, so that was another guy then, this 72-year-old chap that had that threat to the public order, that 300-year-old, looks like a flintlock of some kind. It's old enough, I have no idea really anything about it, but it looks old.
It looks like a fascinating gun. You have to actually unscrew the barrel in order to actually load it. So, I mean, it takes a considerable amount of effort to just, you know, fire off one shot with its flintlock. It's from the mid-1700s, and they're charging him as if, you know, as the same way they came after me, the same way they came after Shanine, as if he's a legitimate threat to the public safety, as if he's a gang member who's out there trying to kill people.
Just amazing what we're dealing with. Talking with Brian Akin, he's not exactly representing the Chamber of Commerce for New Jersey. Au contraire, stay away, folks.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Good to be with you. Our guest today on the Gun Owners News Hour has been Brian Akin, a long-suffering victim of Jersey justice, and we say that with quote marks being made by our fingers, as it were. It's a tragedy that unhappily is not something unique. It's not a one-off. It isn't some bizarre concatenation of the stars one night. This is what very likely could be a very regular occurrence. And as you suggested earlier, only a few people have been willing to come forward and admit that, yeah, they made a criminal out of me for having a few pounds of metal. And that's exactly what it is. And I can understand why people don't want to talk about it. You've been made a felon, and Shanine Allen has. And so employment gets real difficult when that's on your record.
Oh, I certainly didn't want to come forward at all at first. I was hoping I could just take care of this discreetly and have it, you know, just taken care of, maybe pay a fine or something. And then I was really left with no other choice but to go public. It was something I really didn't want to do because I was worried about how it was going to affect my employment and how my clients were going to look at me. I mean, it's a very difficult decision to make when you decide to go public.
Actually, had it not been made public by your dad and others, you might have still been in jail. It's just an incredible...
There's no doubt in my mind that I would be in jail for another few years for nothing. I mean, for committing no violent crime whatsoever.
I still have trouble getting my... I understand that there are judges that think like that and prosecutors that think like that. But I really can't understand how they can look at themselves in the mirror and think, boy, I did a good thing today. I put this... this guy in jail for a long, long time, and aren't I proud of myself? Really?
Well, that judge, 2 weeks after he forced the jury to find me guilty, he was removed from the bench by Governor Chris Christie, and he knew that he was going to get removed by Chris Christie. So this was a liberal judge who had made a number of very questionable decisions from the bench, and he knew his time was up, and that he wasn't going to get his lifetime appointment. And I think this was, this was him being vindictive and trying to get back at, you know, the conservative New Jersey population and make an example out of me.
Mm-hmm. That's very plausible, because there's no other rational explanation for why he would so blatantly violate the law. I mean, that's just that is remarkable. I mean, I've been involved with a lot of cases, and I'm aware that judges can shave the law and they can keep evidence from being submitted and things of that sort, and prosecutors probably even more so. But to have a judge be as active as he was in your case and so blatant, that's right up there in the 99th percentile, I think.
It's concerning, because if it happened to me, it makes me wonder what other kinds of judges New Jersey has. And in New Jersey, the people don't get to elect their judges. The judges are appointed. So you really have no say in who these people are sitting on the bench.
Are they appointed by the governor, as are the prosecutors?
I believe they are, but I'm not sure on that.
There may be a panel.
Either way, in an American state, people should have the ability to elect the judges that they want, just like a sheriff or any other official that's going to represent the people.
Yes, for sure. I think that's absolutely the case. Otherwise, there's really no practical recourse. That's why I've for so long supported the idea of sheriffs. They're elected, at least they are in almost all states, and that means there's some accountability there. It may not be ideal, but it sure beats you. You don't get to vote against a police chief. And,
I'll tell you what, I've met some great sheriffs in my time, and if there are more people like them, I think in law enforcement and in positions of power, whether, they're prosecutors or judges, I think the whole country would be better off. A lot of the sheriffs that I've met are really great people. And we saw that in Colorado with the recalls. I mean, they stood their ground on that.
That was a rather remarkable demonstration. I think all but two, maybe, of the sheriffs of the state over 50 were totally opposed to the gun law, and were very public in their opposition. I thought it was a good day when that happened.
It was fantastic. And, Larry, I know we don't have much time left, so I just wanted to let your listeners know again, the website that the fundraiser is located at is logansherow.com, and that's obviously named after my son, who I haven't been allowed to see in 6 years, and I'm trying to correct that as quickly as possible. I'm not asking for anything ridiculous. I'm not asking, for the state to just give him to me right away. I know it's going to be a slow process, and it might just be, a few hours a week for the first few months, and then maybe eventually that turns into, one full day a week, and then eventually maybe several months after that, that turns into a weekend. I'm not asking for anything ridiculous. I just want to be able to see my son. I've never even heard his voice before. He's 7 years old. I don't have any idea what he wants to do when he grows up. I don't know what his dreams and his ambitions are. I've never heard his voice. And it's time for all of that to be fixed.
And it's Logan's Heroes in the plural, right?
The website is Logan's Hero, singular, loganshero.com.
.com. Okay, glad I got that right. And the book, I guess, is available through that Logan's Hero website, The Blue Tent Sky, which chronicles what you've been through and how you got to be classified as a dangerous felon and enemy of society.
Yes, the book is also available at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon, pretty much anywhere books are sold. I will forewarn your listeners, The people who have read it said that they couldn't put it down, but they had to pour themselves a glass of scotch in order to get through it because it was so upsetting.
It's very upsetting if it's even a tenth of the kind of gripping account that you gave when we had our first conversation. I've never read anything by Kafka, but I've heard a lot about him, and he wrote a novel about a guy that was in jail, and he never had any idea what he had been accused of, why he was in jail, how long he was going to be in jail. He just knew that he was in jail, and it was totally unbelievable. Well, art somehow is duplicating life.
Yeah, this definitely feels like I'm living a Kafka-esque nightmare.
Just, happily, the governor did get involved, and that was, however, only after a rather remarkable concerted campaign in the media, and that Dennis Malloy, I think, is a real hero to have taken up your cause and to have, I guess he became pretty much fixated about your case, and that had to help a lot.
He did. My dad reached out to him, and he, like everyone else, was very skeptical and said, you know, there's got to be more to this story. So my dad sent him everything. He sent him all of the transcripts from the pretrial hearings and from the trial. He mm-hmm. sent him the arrest report, and he said, look at all the information. If you feel like my son should be in prison, then don't do anything about it. Don't help him out. Don't help us out. And he read through everything that night and was just blown away by, like, how egregiously my rights have been trampled on. And, I mean, that very next day, had my dad on the radio and spent hours and hours of his airtime talking about my case and what the people of New Jersey had to do to get me out of prison. And he helped activate hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, so many phone calls came in that they shut down the lines to the governor's office. It was incredible.
Wonderful. Well, sometimes there are good stories, and even in the middle of all this tragedy, that is certainly a very, very heartening thing to hear. And before we run out of time, I want to make sure we do it once again. The website is logansherohero.com. One hero. Logans, plural, logansherohero.com. Go there and check it out, folks. Could have been any one of us. Thanks so much, Brian. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Larry. You too.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.